Syracuse University is preparing to reopen its doors to in-person learning for the spring semester on Monday under very different circumstances from the fall. Vice Chancellor Mike Haney says it will be challenging.
We're bringing students back from all over the United States and the world. And right now, all over the United States in particular, in many communities, the rate of COVID infection in those communities is at an all-time high relative to the entire pandemic. That's the environment in which we're reopening Syracuse University for the spring semester.
Students who arrived from non-contiguous states over the weekend and tested negative for COVID are out of their four-day quarantine. Students from New York and contiguous states will arrive starting Friday. Haney says the testing regimen has changed from the random sampling of last fall to a more prescribed routine testing once a week.
Our planning factor is to do 4,000 tests a day. If you extrapolate that out, that is an expectation that we'll do somewhere between 250 and 300,000 surveillance tests between February and May. Essentially, that makes the testing operation at Syracuse University one of the largest surveillance testing operations in all of New York State.
Faculty and staff who have contact with students will also need to be tested regularly. Haney says they learned last year, and the science shows they need to know who is carrying the virus. He says the university has in-source testing facilities and the lab, which means they can identify and isolate a COVID-positive person within 24 to 36 hours versus the typical three-day wait for results. Haney says the shorter time frame reduces the opportunity for accidental infections. But he says testing only goes so far.
Our students are adults, and at this point, I think everybody understands what the behavioral expectations are. Now it really is about personal accountability.
Haney says he needs student buy-in, along with some compromises, to be together on campus. He says SU and other colleges are still required to switch to remote learning if they have 100 positive tests in 2 weeks. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.